Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today and being a part of the program. If you would like to be a part of the program and be on air and get some answers to your questions, you can call me at this number, 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to the program is 347-327-9316. There's several callers ahead of you, but if you would like to try to get on, that's great. I would love to speak to you tonight. So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll play an opening song, and then we'll be taking your calls. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day, and thank you for all the things that you have taught us through the day, and continue to show us the way and help us in every way that we need your help. And Father, Mother God, all we have to do is ask, and you'll be right there to help us. And we thank you for that knowledge. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you for your love and everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother God, I just pray for my listeners right now. I pray that you meet their needs spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs that they have, that you would meet those needs right now for them. And Father, Mother God, if there's anybody that's not feeling well tonight, I just pray that you would just touch their body and give them that physical healing that they need today. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for everything that you do. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for allowing me to be a part of this program. And Father, Mother God, just help me move totally out of the way right now and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And I thank you for that. And we say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and give you the call number to the program one more time. It is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and put on a song, and we'll be right back after this song, taking your calls next. Om Namah Shivaya. All right, let's start with our calls. And 85, you're on air with me.
Hi, this is Laura.
How can I help you tonight?
I was wondering if you're getting any messages about me being able to get a home, purchase a home this year.
Yeah, you should purchase a home. It looks like late summer, early fall, around August, it looks like.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It could. No problem. It could be sooner than that, but I'm picking up August pretty strong. So probably I'm going to go with August.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You have a good night. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go ahead and speak. 240, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you?
I just wanted to know if you could remote view my house Thursday night. I believe I heard some scratching noise. And earlier today, a lid from a pot was just sitting on the floor, and I have no clue of how it got there, and I was the only person in the house at the time.
Okay. All right. You've given me permission to look at your home, so I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second. You probably will feel my presence around, so it's just me. So I'm gonna just look and see what's going on here. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second. Okay. I'm gonna pick up. A couple of spirits. One is a kid, and the other one is an older woman. But one of them is a kid. They don't mean you any harm. I think the kid likes playing jokes on you and stuff like that. But I don't see anything that would show me anything you need to be alarmed about.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
All right.
Hopefully that helped. All right.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Yeah. And you can try contacting the kid. I think his name is Donnie. So you might try using that name.
Donnie.
And, just talk to him. Donnie. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Are you picking up anything of who the older woman is?
I'm not picking up really anything about her at this moment. Just connected to the property pretty strong. So she's been there for a while. But that's all on her.
Okay.
I don't have a name for her or anything. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go ahead and speak to 954, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi there, Michael. It's Ann. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
A little harried. It's been quite a week. I've got a couple of different questions. One is, I heard something scratching around inside my walls the last couple of days, and I'm wondering if I have a mice problem that they need to look into.
Yeah, definitely have mice. So you might have them look into that before it gets out of hand. But I think they can get a handle.
Like on the inside of the wall. It's not all the time.
Yeah.
It's like just twice I heard it.
Yeah, they're inside the walls.
Oh. Okay, they had to dig up quite a bit of dirt in the area to work on plumbing problems this week and shut facilities down a couple of days, so may have disturbed something.
Yeah, I think that they're stirred up at the moment. But, I mean, I don't see a problem that's going to get out of hand. I think that,
yeah.
you let them know about it.
Will the exterminator be able to put some traps or something just in case?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But I don't see it being like an infested thing. I mean, I just see it being
a
problem right now.
Nervous. I've got a couple of cats outside, and I'm hoping if they see any around, they'll get them.
Yeah, I think they. I think they.
Go ahead. On a lighter note, there's a couple of large gatherings this month. Seems like everything's coming at once. And one of them I could get to pretty easily. The other two, I need another form of transportation. And I'm wondering if you see me getting someone to go to the other events. They're quite big. And
Nice. Yeah, I see you getting a ride. Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell if it's man, woman, or a mixture?
It feels like one will be a woman and one will be a guy. So it's going to be a mixture of the two. But
okay. Which one will be going with me to the church function?
Be a female.
Female to the church. And then there's a... another fundraiser. You think the male be going to that one?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, okay. I feel like the male. Yeah, I will be at the fundraiser.
Okay. But you definitely see me going to all three?
Yeah, I see you going to all three of them. Yeah. You're going to be
good.
A little busy, but I...
Yeah, I'm long overdue for some good times, believe me.
It's been too
much heaviness and... my worries now are just getting beyond me, and I'm thinking I just need to go just chill out for a little while someplace and forget my present problems.
Right, yeah.
So,
you deserve a break, and I feel like a break's coming.
I hope so, because my home life is just too unsettled right now. It's got to... resolved. Do you think there'll be some decent resolution pretty soon on that?
Yeah, it should be by the end of the month. You should be feeling a lot lighter and be able to breathe better. Yeah.
Are you picking up a move, or do you think that the circumstances will get better where I'm at? Or
I keep picking up a move for you. I definitely see a move.
Okay.
So.
I would have to know about it and give notice by the end of the month if I find something, and right now I'm not coming up with anything affordable in the cost of moving in. So, but you do think I will.
Yeah,
okay.
I feel like that something will open up for you. So
in time for me to... All right, Michael, I do appreciate it, and I hope your family's doing okay, and I continue to say prayers for them.
Okay, I appreciate it. You have a good night.
You too, Michael. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and speak to 646. You're on air with me. Oh, we'll be in a minute. Okay.
Good night, Michael. Good night, Michael. How you doing?
I'm good. How can I help?
Yeah, I'd like to know. I was trying to see if I should go with a particular agent that I had made contact with, or should I just pursue publishing directly through the publishing houses?
I feel like the publishing houses would be where you're going to go. I feel very strong about that.
Okay, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate that.
No problem. Yeah, good luck.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Go with 484. You're on air with me.
Hello? Hi, Michael.
Hi, you're on air.
Hi, this is Antoinetta. Thank you for taking my call, and thanks for having the show.
No problem.
I'm calling because I really need some advice or some guidance here of what's going to go on. The fellow that I was seeing for a couple years now decided to abruptly, without any kind of notice, move out of state. Moved with his stepbrother a couple days ago. And again, this was an abrupt decision. You know, it wasn't like I was told this 3 months in advance. He just picked up and left. So my question to you is, he really doesn't notice that brother that much. He just met him a month ago. Now he's living down there in Louisiana. Is things going to work out, Michael, or is he going to be back in Pennsylvania in a couple of weeks? Because things just, you know, it was too good to be true, so to speak.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to be. I feel like he's going to be returning.
Right, because when I found this information out, my gut was like, "Oh man, I'm going to have to be dealing with this in about 6 weeks. This mess."
Right. Yeah, I feel like that he's going to be returning back.
Now, do you know where he's going to go live? Is he going to go back to living with his stepfather, or is he going to ask to live here with me?
I feel like he's going to ask to live with you.
See, that's what I was feeling too, Michael. When do you see him contacting me that things are not going the way he thought they were going to go?
It should be by the end of the month.
Wow. So in about a week or two, he's going to be contacting me saying, this just isn't working out down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like that he's bit off more than he can chew.
That's what I agree. Do you know when he would be in my house? Like when, a time frame of when he would be moving the stuff back into this house here so I can know?
Looks like about May, about the middle of May.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to have to let my landlord and everything know that I have someone living here. Because I just moved, Michael. I just moved into this house the last week of February, beginning of March.
Right.
You know, if he moves here, is he going to stay? Is he going to stay put? Because I don't want to be having a revolving door.
Yeah, that's a good question, and I feel like he's going to have a little flip-flop the rest of this year.
I mean, I don't mind him moving in as long as he's going to stay put, be stable, you know, stay here till the end of the year or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. I can't pick up on that.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your guidance, Michael. I really do.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Hope things work out for you. So you take care of yourself.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and wait for my switchboard to work out here. And let's go with 516. You're on there with me.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Oh, hi. I didn't hear the beep. My name is Sandra, and I have a question about work.
Okay. Are you working at the present time?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is there a chance that you're going to be promoted to something? Or are you thinking about...
Well, I'm just kind of looking for something else.
Okay. I keep seeing like a promotion or something like that. Possibly. But I feel like you're also going to be changing jobs by the end of the year. So, but I feel going to offer, once they find out that you're thinking about leaving, I think they're going to offer you a position. So it'd be totally up to you if you take it. But I feel like they're going to offer you something.
I have a bad feeling, and I keep seeing signs. I'm pretty sure he's going to be closing up.
Oh, okay.
Like I've had, like, you know, signs and dreams, and so so I'm pretty sure he's going to be closing up, and it seems apparent. So I've been looking for other stuff. Yeah, I have
I feel like that something else is going to be opening up for you. Like I said, later on in the year, looks like around September. I'm not sure, you know, if he's closing up or anything like that. Because I keep hearing something about promotion in my head. I keep hearing that over and over. But I don't know what that means exactly.
Okay.
And
is there any way that you can? Yeah. Is there any way that you can tell if I'm? I feel like I've been getting a lot of symbols about having like sight being added to some of the gifts that I already have. I don't know if that makes any sense or if you get any feeling about that.
Yeah, you're opening up more. Definitely opening up your gifts more and more. You've grown a lot spiritually, so congratulations on that. But
thank you.
And you're definitely having symbols coming to you. They're trying to show you a different language, a spiritual language is what they're trying to show you. And they're doing that with symbols and signs and stuff like that. So I just pay attention to those.
Yeah, because it seems like most of the things that I get are in dream state. And but during the day, I have been seeing a lot of animals that seem to suggest that new things are coming, like hawks and owls and like all these things that represent clear sight. And so I'm like, that's interesting.
Right. Yeah,
right,
you're definitely
doing
that.
I'll just keep my eyes open.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much, Michael. God
bless. I appreciate you calling in tonight. You too. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and take another caller here as soon as my switchboard will allow that to happen. And let's go ahead with 916. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. I'm glad you're on.
Thank you. How can I help?
It feels good to hear your voice. I just need a message from Spirit, I guess.
Okay. They're telling me to tell you to pay attention to your guide. You're missing some signs.
Okay. I definitely asked for signs.
Yeah. So you're missing some. Your spirit guide has been showing you some, and for whatever reason you're either distracted a little bit, or you're just not seeing them at the right time. But definitely pay attention to your spirit guide more and more. So,
you know, I don't have the vision or the hearing yet. Usually I get the synchronicities and that type of stuff. So I'm willing to open up more if they can help me be able to see what they're trying to show me. So I'll work on that.
Okay. Yeah, they're just asking you to work on that a little bit. Meditation would really help. So some meditation time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in tonight. And take care of yourself.
I will. You too.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and let me take care of something really quick. I usually have a helper, and she's not available tonight, so I'm doing everything on my own, so just bear with me. 573, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Sorry, I was picking up the speaker. My name is Davina, and I just have a question about my son. He's returning from his father's house from visitations, and he's, like, emotionally distressed and at times uncontrollable anger or hard to control anger. Okay. Can you let me know what is going on or what I can do about this? I'll get some kind of guidance on this.
Okay, yeah. How old is your son?
He's 5.
5, okay. Thank you. I feel like there's like a spirit that's bugging him, like bothering him. One thing that I would suggest is some prayer would really help. I would be praying about the situation myself, but I feel like that there's a spirit that is just irritating him, and feel like that the situation that he's in when he goes over there is full of anger. I feel like that he's just picking up anger from somebody else also, so I might just pay attention to that, but that's what I'm picking up on.
Could he be picking that anger up from his father?
Yeah, I feel like that he's picking up some anger from his father, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a good situation, but, you know, the one thing that I would do is just, you know, monitor the situation. If it gets worse, then, you know, you might want to, you know, talk to his dad about some situations and things like that. But I would just monitor the situation at the moment.
Okay. He's not experiencing any violence or anything between people or anything, is he?
No, not that I'm seeing, no.
Okay, so it's just anger. He's just picking up his father's anger.
Right. I feel like it's more verbal stuff that he's picking up on.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Hopefully that helps. Take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll be praying for your son and, you know, a situation like that. So let's go ahead and speak to 207. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How can I help?
Do you see a relationship coming in for me?
Yeah, it should be in 3 months. So that would put you, March, April, about the end of May.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And this is a brand new person that's coming into your life, somebody that you've not met yet. So this is a brand new person.
Someone from the past has been trying to come in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel right.
I would be careful with that. You know, there's a reason why they're in the past. You know, you might just remember that. But I feel like that somebody's coming in, like I said, in May.
Okay, terrific. I'll stay focused on that.
Thank you. Yeah, good things are coming your way. A whole bunch of opportunities are coming your way. So
that's what I feel too.
Yeah, there's also some kind of trip for you. Looks like the end of June, early July.
Oh, interesting. I'm hoping to sell a house, but my trip will come after I sell my house.
Right. Yeah. I feel like the house will sell pretty quick. Feel like there's somebody that's interested in it. So.
I know, because I've been saying, as soon as I sell my house, I'm going on a trip.
Right.
Glad you picked up on that.
Yeah. So I would say about July. So, okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You take care of yourself. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and speak to next caller. Hold on for just a second while I take care of some business so I don't get lost here. All right. 619, you're on air with me. Oop, we'll be in a minute. Hold on.
Hi. Thank you. This is Donna. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you have any insight to my job or my living situation.
Okay. Your living situation seems a little volatile to me. I don't know why. Is that making sense to you?
Not volatile. It's just not. It's just. I don't even know how to describe it. Tolerating. You know, I'm just. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like that will be changing. I feel like that you're going to either move out or something like that. Is that a possibility that you're going to be moving? Because I keep seeing that.
I just don't know if it's going to be local or if it's going to be in San Diego.
I feel like it's going to be in San Diego. I feel like that you need a fresh start. You need a brand new beginning, and that's what I keep seeing for you when you get to San Diego. So I don't have a timeline on that. I couldn't tell you when this is going to happen.
See the job situation. Do you see anything in that area?
I feel like there's something's going to open up for you in a couple of weeks.
Just not sure if I should just continue doing what I normally do. I've been applying for different things, but I just don't know what I'll end up getting because I don't really have a place to live. So I don't know. It's just. I'm gonna need a miracle.
Yeah, I feel like that something is gonna open up for you job wise, like I said, in a couple of weeks, and that will give you a little bit of more stability. But it's not gonna be long term because you're gonna be moving, you know, to San Diego. So, I feel like that once you get there, things are gonna be a whole lot better for you. You know, one thing I would just tell you. Now is just, you know, keep your head up a little bit and just realize that you're not going to be in the situation that you're in for very much longer. So,
yeah.
All right.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. You take care of yourself. You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Let's go ahead and speak to 450. You're on air with me. I'm going to take a break. Hi.
Hi, Michael. My name's Peter.
Hi, how can I help you?
Okay, for the last 2 months now, I started to get interested in these healing crystals. And for some reason, I'm being pushed a lot in that direction, and I'd kind of like to know why.
Okay. It's a reconnection. It's like in a past life, you worked with crystals a lot. So this is just a reconnecting of that energy. That's what I keep seeing. So what I would do is get you some books on crystals and learn the different crystals and
books.
Things like that. Okay. That's a lot of books.
Other thing I find weird is because I have books and I'm not much of a reader. But for some reason, I just can't seem to put these books down.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a reconnection. It's something that you've known in the past. I mean, this is what I keep picking up very strongly. So there is a major connection with you and crystals.
Okay.
All right. That's what's going on.
I would like to know, there's a friend of mine that is close. There's a lot of... weird coincidence that seemed to happen between me and her. Is there supposed to be anything more than that, or is this just friendship and that's it?
I feel like that there could be something else there, but I would go slow. I wouldn't push things too fast, but I feel there's a possibility that there could be a long-term relationship there.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Anne. And my brother Robert says hi. He said you
okay.
May
all right.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye. All right. Let's go ahead and speak to 310. You're on air with me. Hi.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
Question is about relocation. If you see me relocating pretty soon.
Yeah, I would say the later part of April, early May.
Uh-huh.
There should be a relocation. I don't know where you're going, but...
Should I share with you what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, you might do that, and let's see if I pick up on if that's good or not. So.
Okay. One is Santa Rosa, California, and the other one is London, England.
I feel like England is where you're going to end up.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I launched a business over there, but it's very, very new business, so I don't have business going so that I would be living there yet. But I also have business partners up in Santa Rosa, and that's also just starting. So I would love to spend half the time in Santa Rosa and half the time in London.
Yeah, I feel like the base is going to be London. That's where I feel like you're going to be based.
Cool.
And then you could travel from, you know, to the other place. But I feel like your home is going to be London. So, all right.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Let's go ahead and let me take care of, I think let's go ahead and talk to 402. You're on air with me. Hi.
Aloha. Thank you for taking my phone call.
No problem. How can I help you?
Ku'ulelani. I just wondered if you have any experience telling you anything or you see anything. Could give me some. I mean, I got the inner guidance, but I have a lot of options. And so I wanted to see what you see for some confirmation or which direction.
Okay. Yeah, I keep picking up something. I'm just gonna pick up and tell you what I'm seeing. I feel like that there's like two choices right now. Do you have like a decision that you're trying to make right now with two different choices? Okay. They're telling me to go with the first choice, whatever that. If you wrote them down on a piece of paper, whatever order they would be in, to go with your first choice, and that would be what you need to do. So hopefully that helps.
Okay. There's a couple areas I have two choices.
Okay.
One is relocating. Another is work, but the work comes with relocation. And another is to forgive somebody and let them back in my life, or continue like on a chase. And I don't really know which one, because I'm torn, and I don't know which one would be my first choice. Because I know what would be my first choice in one area, but in another area, it's like
right. Yeah, I feel like that you need to forgive. And when you were talking about that, I got chills, which is confirmation to me that they want to talk to you about that. When we hold on forgiveness, we're just hurting ourselves. When we forgive, it's not saying that it was okay for that person to treat us a certain way or whatever. It just means that we're not going to be held captive by that anymore. But, you know, I do feel like that somebody's coming into your life as well. So, I feel like that you should do that. There is a relocation for you as well this year, and a new job with that. Looks like about July on the relocation and stuff.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And then the when you do the forgiveness, all right, I'm trying to understand the boundaries of forgiveness. Like, I forgive, but part of me, like, has a hard time forgetting. And it's not that I can't. It's just that there's a lot of emotional triggers that get brought up. And I realize,
right,
like, how deep it went. And the relationship brought that out. And I feel like I could take the leap of faith and go through it, but the end result is going to be the end result, because you can't be in a relationship with somebody that doesn't love, like, isn't full, you know, on their own, like, full inside.
Right.
Because you pretty much, I mean, even though your light may be overflowing, eventually, you know, it siphons out, and then you carry on a burden, and you don't feel evenly yoked.
Right. Yeah.
And then, so I don't know if that, me not forget, if that's, if, you know, because I don't know. Some people put a standard that,
yeah,
if you forgive them, then they expect you to go back and be the same person that you were in their life. I don't,
yeah,
necessarily want to do,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. When I was seeing somebody else, I was seeing somebody else new coming into your life. But you know, you have to let go of the past to prepare yourself for the future, and so that's what I would do in forgiving. So,
thank you.
Okay.
Right,
no
on,
problem.
Medicine Man. I appreciate what you're doing, and you keep on doing what you do. And God bless you.
You too. All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
So yeah, so you know, it just means that, you know, that's a hard subject, forgiveness and stuff like that. But you know, what does it mean to forgive? And you know, we have to do it for ourselves and for other people. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I've been talking for a little bit, so we're going to take a break. But before I do that, let me take care of some business really quick and be sure I don't get lost on the phone lines tonight. So we're going to take a small break, and we're not going to take a break. I was just told that we're not taking a break. So we're going to go ahead and speak to the next caller, which will be 702. You're on air with me.
Can you hear me?
Hello. I can hear you now. So.
Okay. Hey, I want to know, do you get any clues on how to find a car? Because I'm getting nothing but troubles.
Okay, you just broke up, and I didn't hear your question at all. Could you repeat your question?
Yes. Are you getting any clues about how I'm going to find my car? Because I'm getting nothing but troubles.
Yeah. I feel like the car is going to come more in play next month, where you'll get a car next month at the beginning of the month. So,
am I going to find it when I'm out looking around, though, or somebody going to tell me about it? Because I'll tell you what, it's killing me going out every weekend doing this.
Yeah. I feel like that for some reason I keep seeing, and I don't know why I keep seeing this, but I keep seeing like a newspaper. I don't know if you're going to find it like in a newspaper or something like that. But it's like sort of like a magazine with a whole bunch of cars in it. So this is what I keep seeing. So.
Okay. It's getting a little bit hard to hold the faith because it's like, geez, is it time yet, you know?
Right.
It's a lot,
yeah,
of work, I tell you.
Yeah, it's a struggle, but one thing I keep hearing is just hang in there. But I definitely keep seeing like a newspaper or something like that with a bunch of cars, like pictures of cars in it. So so you might pay attention to that, because they keep telling me that you're looking in the wrong places.
Okay. Well, I will try. Thank you. Sorry I couldn't be there. I'm still out running.
Okay, that's okay. No problem. Take care of yourself. You might give me a call when you get home. So.
Okay. Are you going to be in your usual spot?
Yeah.
In your weekend getaway.
Yeah, I'm at my weekend hideaway. So.
All right. I'll talk to you later then. Thanks again.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
So let's go ahead and we'll speak to 631. You're on air with me. Hi.
Okay, let's move on
to the next caller and hold on for just a second. I miss my helper, so just bear with me tonight. So 541, you're on there with me.
Hi, thanks for taking me before you end the show.
No problem.
I have a situation where somebody just moved out of a room that I rent out in a very unkind, harsh situation, harsh meeting.
Yeah, definitely.
And she hasn't paid rent for a bit of time, and so it's kind of hurting me. And I'm wondering if you see somebody moving in pretty quickly.
Yeah, you should have a new renter by next month.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And I feel like with the old person, I feel like that you might be going to court.
Really?
So you might consider that because I feel like that there might be some legal action that needs to take place because they owe you some money and things like that. So.
Mm, that I would want to do that.
That would be your choice, but that's something that I'm seeing that potential there. I'm not saying that's a definite. It's just a potential that could be there.
Yeah, there was agreement in writing to be able to bring it to court, though. You know, so
okay.
She did the thing day to day for 3 months. You know, and then she was usually 2 weeks behind in paying rent, and I asked her to, catch up several times, and I was having surgery and wanted to make sure that cash was in my account so I could pay bills online while I was healing. And she left the next day while I wasn't home. You know, we had some words and she just left. So,
right.
Kind of, yeah. So she owes me, you know, a bit. Not a huge amount. At least it wasn't a whole month, but, you know, enough that I need to pay my bills. You know.
Right. Yeah, definitely. But I feel like that you're going to have a new renter up there, like I said, in May. So, I mean, in April.
You see April, not until then, because there's a possibility of somebody coming for like 2 weeks while she's looking for a house to buy. We're kind of talking.
Yeah, That could be a potential, but I see somebody in there more permanent in April. So,
Male, female, any?
It feels like female, an older female.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. It's kind of hard when you know your life is. When you're in a healing situation and people just kind of like screw you.
You have a big heart, and so when you put your heart out there, sometimes it's, you know, it could be a little scary because sometimes people will take advantage of the situation like that, and it is hard, you know, to trust again. But you'll do that because your next renters are people that you can trust and won't do the same thing. So, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and try to speak to 631 again. Hi.
So, yeah, please go invest in Preparation H because my friend's going to be such a new asshole.
All right. So, all right, we have open lines for the first time tonight. That means that you get on right on air if you want to. Call in. You can do so at 347-327-9316. We don't have a lot of time left on air tonight, but if you would like to try to call in, you can do so at 347-327-9316 is a call-in number. So I'm going to request prayer for myself. There's a situation that I'm dealing with on a personal level, but I need prayer. So if you would like to pray for me, that would be great. And so I appreciate it in the situation. So let's go ahead and talk to 312. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Karen calling.
Hi, Karen. How can I help you tonight?
Oh, I was just wondering if you see my finances improving now that the weather's getting a little bit better, the sun's coming out, I've been able to move around, and I've done some short-term marketing projects, but I'm wondering if you see things getting improved or new work, long-term work coming up.
I definitely see some long-term work coming up for you pretty quick. Would be like next month. I feel like that something's going to present itself, which will help your financial situation tremendously. So definitely feel that for you. So.
Okay. Okay. And do you see the short-term projects still popping up, helping out?
Yeah, I feel like they'll be helping out as well. So your financial situation should really be improving as you go through the summer. All the way up to the end of the year, things should really start moving for you financially. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem. All right. You have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Well, we are done for the evening. So let me give you the website address for myself. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. You'll find a donation button for the show over there. So it is www.insightswithmichael.net. I appreciate everybody that's called in tonight, and hopefully I helped you. And like I said, continue to pray for me, continue to pray for this program, and we'll talk to you. I think that we'll be on air next weekend, but I'm not sure. So just pay attention to the show page. And so we'll talk to you again soon. So you have a good night and peace be with you. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.